It was absolutely amazing. I thought, what a show.
Wow, thank you.
And what, where does that voice come from?
Deep within.
It certainly does. I think there was another moment where I don't think the sound man could quite, he was like, whoa, you do something and then you give it a bit more and it's just going and going and going.
Yeah, that's true.
What a great day. Yeah. You enjoyed yourselves?
Yeah, it was so wonderful.
Much. Yeah. So great, you know, everything is so smooth and great stage.
Yeah. And be playing here in the UK, I mean, it's wonderful. It's like the home of hard rock and heavy metal, and for me it's like a dream come true. You know?
Well, I've seen on the Reckless video with the Union Jack on the thing, and I'm thinking, I'm not even sure I'd risk that.
but you know, it's like, I mean, we're playing here, I mean, Def Leppard is just like a few miles from here, and being in the steel, heart of the steel industry of England is in a way like, I mean, British Steel was the first album I actually got of Judas Priest, where it wanted to turn me on. So here we are, you know, the British Steel.
Fantastic. So what are your influences? You first, Krista.
Because yours
are fairly obvious. So we'll get yours out of the way. I'm more interested in yours. But anyway. Go on.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. I mean, I would say I'm thinking about this a lot, and the artist who is like totally in the center of everything I like and love to do is Ozzy Osbourne and everything. He,
right.
He's like, if you listen to all his first albums, like with Randy Rhoads, and then you go over. I mean, the Bark of the Moon album, and even later with Zakk Wylde. Mm. I mean, I love that stuff. So that's like the center of everything I love. But then you have your Dio, and I also have like Def Leppard. I think Pyromania is one of my top five albums ever made. And I can go on and on and on, you know.
Yeah.
So we should stop there. But also like softer things, like, you know, like Journey and bands like that. Yeah.
Okay. And what about you?
Well, a big influence is David Coverdale.
Yes.
And Ronnie James Dio, of course.
Right.
Yeah. And I grew up listening to Journey
and
Toto. But I also classical trained, you know. I started to play the piano when I was five and again through the schools and so. And I also have my heart in like music, like Kate Bush and Sting also.
You know, it's the theatrics of it.
Yeah.
And I think the things with Coverdale and Dio, that comes across in the performance,
I think.
Really strong.
Thank you.
Very good.
We actually, both of us actually rediscovered Dol Bello. You remember her?
For me,
I mean, Kate Bush is a little bit too far out there for me.
Yeah.
But Dol Bello is somewhere going that way, but then standing on the little more like rocky, poppy kind of high street. So that's the perfect midway.
I was going to ask about the TV shows.
The TV shows?
Yeah, your vocal coach.
Oh, okay.
What
do you want to know?
What's it like doing that sort of show?
For me, it was a really hard choice to do it in the first place because I've been really not sure about, you know, competing and everything else. But it was also important for me to be, because if you have that role that I have as a vocal coach, you really have to be, to feel that you can be in command to do like you think it suits. And when I got that, it was fine. It was really fine.
The thing is, I mean, I'm working on that show too.
You're a TV producer. I was coming to it.
I love that kind of show.
We've got to focus on the front person because they're the important.
I know, but the thing is with that show and other shows like that, it's like seeing people fulfilling their dreams.
Yeah.
You know, they're at home singing with you know, like a plastic water bottle from the mirror. And then 3 months later, they're on the biggest stage in Swedish TV.
It becomes a lot of great singers, you know, through Idol, like, for example, Heat Singer, Eric.
Yes.
So I think this is really good.
It's good. And it certainly seems in the Swedish version, you get rock singers.
Where
in the UK we get pop singers and boy bands and things like that.
We have a fair share of that. You know,
do you get that as well?
Yeah, of course we do.
Perhaps that's just because all I hear about is rock singers. Jeez,
that's great!
We have some really great rock singers came out of
the time. Why do you think Sweden sort of seems to become the focus for this sort of hard and elaborate rock?
I have no idea, actually. It's just interesting that it is, because I think it's probably come some kind of cliche, but a lot of Swedes are into music and doing music and writing music, and I think it's come. What they say about it is that we have this, what call it,
communal music school. Yeah, music school. Yeah.
Music schools, free music schools, where right. you can go after your regular school, you can right. go and play an instrument.
It's really well, developed in Sweden.
That is good, yeah.
So you really early start to play your instruments and take lessons, and so. And of course you have to be in the garage and play with the band as well and get to tune up. So I think it's a great mix you have that in Sweden.
But Sweden is also like definitely a country of rock.
Yeah.
Even if England has but you also have like a big soul music side of things. The soul music in Sweden is the. Like 20 years ago, nobody had heard soul music basically right. in Sweden. Nobody cared about it. If you go to used record store, there were no soul albums. Only rock. And not until like the last 15 years, like hip hop and soul has been coming to part of it. But rock and roll is like part of like the Swedish soul. So I think that's probably part of it.
Yeah. Oh, great. I was gonna say, fabulous shoes.
Thank you.